USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump thinking about inviting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to the United States, but that all depends on how next week's meeting between the two go. Things are in motion for that meeting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"There were few days that I left the Oval Office after having briefed the president that we didn't talk about North Korea."
They're planning on meeting next week in Singapore to talk about denuclearizing the nation. An internal FBI watchdog group submits a report next week on the handling of Hillary Clinton's email probe investigation in 2016.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz stating the investigation is, quote, now complete and we will anticipate releasing the report on June 14, 2018. In addition to the FBI watchdog, congressional committees are also investigating how the FBI handled the Clinton inquiry. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
Some mysterious health problems forced the State Department to evacuate people from the U.S. consulate in China. Officials for a time concerned there was some sort of sonic attack. This is USA Radio News.
This is Cece Carmichael, a classically trained chef. You've seen her all over your television in many different places talking about so many different things, and they all looked delicious. You're going to tell us about a contest where people could win a $5,000 prize?
Yes. Well, it being June Dairy Month, which we're very excited about, and we want to celebrate with all our listeners and all our viewers, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring a sweepstakes to enter to win $5,000. And also, if you go to easyhomemeals.com, that's where you enter to win. And you can also get really great recipe ideas of things that I've made. I stayed up all night making for you.
I also want to enter the contest. Once again, tell me how to do it.
Go to easyhomemeals.com, and our friends at the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association have been kind enough to sponsor this.
Thanks again to Cece Carmichael.
The president set to meet in Quebec with G7 trade partners, including Canada, France, and other European countries, in the middle of rising trade disputes after the new U.S. tariff policies on some foreign goods. The president of France saying that the G7 doesn't mind being six, suggesting that the group doesn't need the United States, as G7 leaders are expected to take a firm stance against new U.S. policies. The House continues talking about immigration, Paul Ryan saying,
"Members were very engaged, and it's clear that there are a lot of areas of consensus. I'm pleased that members on all sides of our conference are engaging directly to find a solution."
Republicans meeting for hours Thursday morning, still working to come to an agreement. Orlando, their police department, and an officer, all part of a federal civil rights lawsuit from the victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting. They filed that on Thursday morning, and it says that Officer Anna Grueler was negligent when he was working security that night at the club, accusing Grueler and others of violating their civil rights by not going into the club right away when Omar Mateen opened fire. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some trouble in the Facebook world as millions of users' posts went public because of what the company is calling a glitch. It meant 14 million people had the default setting for any new posts on the social media platform were set to public. This happened from May 18th through the 22nd while the company was testing a new feature. McDonald's planning more layoffs in a business turnaround aimed at recent competition with newer fast food chains. The layoffs part of the company's plan to cut $500 million from its expenses by the end of 2019. The American tradition of planning for retirement seems to be fading away. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The study done by Bankrate.com concludes that 61% of Americans have no idea how much money they'll need to save for retirement. And they say millennials are the most likely to be clueless about it, with 68% reportedly in the dark. Older Americans are not much better, though. The report says 58% of baby boomers and 59% of those 73 years of age and older also don't know how much they'll need to have stashed away. The most surprising finding, according to Bankrate.com, is that 19 million currently working Americans say they never expect to retire.
That is USA Radio's Chris Barnes. And the U.S. Department of Justice probing possible negative monopolization effects of the upcoming T-Mobile-Sprint merger, which is believed to have negative effects on smaller wireless carrier services. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.